it's not an aberration. If there are good reasons why, for example, you find me in a church, I have entered into the church. I've entered into the church with a chief imam. I'm in a Catholic cathedral here on a certain anniversary. I mean, the chief imam was invited and I went together with him. Apart from the fact that he entered into the Christ the King, because of the interfaith and my interfaith engagement, I also am invited. I'm in Presbyterian church. Mm-hmm. We have a public lecture in the Presbyterian church. I go there, I give lecture, and so on and so forth.
But do you practice their faith?
It doesn't make me less
of a Muslim.
Less a Muslim.
Practicing their faith, does that dent your Islamic faith?
I mean, there's how you would describe practicing the faith. I mean, for example, if I go and for example, I have to also behave like every Christian will do. Mm-hmm. I mean, down deep me, inside me, that I am a Christian. Mm-hmm. Though I say I'm a Muslim, but I'm a Christian. Mm-hmm. Compromising my faith, for example, then there's something wrong.
Where compromising faith will mean what? So, for instance, if a Muslim goes to the Catholic Church and the priest lays hands upon him to pray for him, is that compromising
faith? No. I mean, there are things that are done symbolically. Mm-hmm. Symbolically. I mean, priests come to the chief imam's place.
Yes, to greet.
I mean, to greet him. Mm-hmm. And then when they are going, they say they want to say a prayer for him. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I cringe a little bit. I don't know what will happen. So then I will whisper to his ears that, man, I mean, say they want to say a prayer for him. Let them pray. He said, let them pray. Reverend Lawrence Tete has, I've gone with him, and he has asked the chief man, he wanted to pray for him, and he's held chief man's hand and prayed, and prayed. And as he was praying, chief man says, Amen to it. Mm-hmm. Those acts are symbolic to show that friendship. There is something in religious studies we call, those of you who are academics in the study of religions, we have the phenomenological study of religions. Phenomenology is a method of study, method of research. Mm-hmm. Which requires that you bracket your subjectivities and open up in order to understand something. Mm. Yeah, so those things are there. So symbolically, you know, you can do something, and those one we call them the empathetic engagement. Empathetic engagement. That's what is
so there. For those who view Dr. Baumia's visits to the churches, should it be seen within the interfaith empathetic?
Yeah, that is within the interfaith and empathetic engagement. Mm-hmm. And also, he is a politician. I'm not a politician.
Yes.
So now, and I want all those who are listening to me, I'm not doing politics.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he's a Muslim, but I'm not doing politics.
Yeah.
He's doing political tactics.
To cut across.
Dr. Baumia knows that even if all Muslims in this country vote for me, he cannot win election. Mm-hmm. True or false? Mm. True. If all Muslims will vote for Baumia because of the statistics we have.
Yes.
Yes. So politically, it doesn't make sense.
To be on one side.
To be on one side. So he's doing politics. And people must view him from the angle of his political strategy to be able to get the vote from every corner. And like all politicians do. Mm-hmm. All the politicians do. They do come to Muslims. And some of them will come to the chief imam and request prayer from him. Mm-hmm. From him. Chief imam lays hands on politicians. He lays his hand on politicians. And it's in the pictures. People know. Now, when I have met the chief imam and found Muslim and Christian politicians have come, they squat and give their heads to the chief imam to hold and pray. It is because of how they see him. But it doesn't make them less Christians.
Okay.